Okay, good evening, everyone. So we continue tonight in the halacha of kotzer. We're still, again, at the beginning of our lamed tes malachos. So in the malacha of kotzer, the malacha of reaping or harvesting, the truth is, as we've spoken about many times, the halachic definition of kotzer is olke davar mimokom gidulo, uprooting something from the place in which it grows. So we've been focusing over the last couple of evenings on some of the rabbinic restrictions associated with kotzer. So to give just two more examples of this, so this is again from the Sefer Ketzer Hilchos Shabbos. So he writes in Sif, hey, rechiva al behema, gam yishum gezer azos, another form of rabbinic decree regarding the malacha of kotzer, is rechiva behema b'shabbos, that one is not permitted to go ahead and ride an animal on Shabbos. Why? Shechashanshu shemat sarich eza makia lahachiva lahakosa v'yavo lachtoch zemura mina mechuber. Out of a concern that if one rides an animal on Shabbos, one may go ahead and need a stick or something to help go ahead and direct the animal, and therefore out of a concern that one, because they need that stick, may come to detach that stick from a tree or from something else that grows from the ground. Ubiglal zeh gozru. So again, so therefore that's the rabbinic gezeira, that one is not permitted to ride an animal on Shabbos, lest one come to detach a branch in order to go out and lead the animal. Now that the rabbis extended that even further to say, ubiglal zeh gozru al kol shimush in behema. Therefore on Shabbos, one is not permitted to go ahead and literally be involved with an animal. Touch an animal, play an animal. Now, this is not talking about an animal who is under your care. If a person has a pet and they're obligated to go ahead and provide for that animal, that's one thing. But on Shabbos, time to go ahead and play with someone else's animal, so one is not permitted to do that on Shabbos. He says, "Afilu ba'ofen she'in kan chashash yavo leidei tlisha shalachalik bin shimush l'shimush." So therefore, again, a further expansion of this rabbinic prohibition is that one is not permitted to unnecessarily involve themselves in the care or in the touch and playing with animals on Shabbos. Another additional example of a rabbinic prohibition that's related to kotzer is another interesting one. Peros she'nashru mina ilan b'Shabbos. Remember we spoke about late last week, Wednesday night, we spoke about the one of the things that one is not permitted to do on Shabbos as a result of the malach of kotzer is that one is not permitted to smell fruit that is attached to the tree. So let's say, again, I have an apple tree in my backyard. I'm not permitted to stop and smell the apples out of a concern that what? That I may come to detach the actual fruit itself. Similarly, the halacha is that what happens if I come outside on Shabbos morning and there are apples that fell off the tree? So they're lying, they're already detached. They're lying on the ground. So the halacha is peros shenashu min ha'ilan b'Shabbos, fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos itself. I didn't pick it. It fell off by itself. Aser li'ochlam ad achara Shabbos. One is not permitted to consume that fruit until after Shabbos. V'aser l'tantalam shegam muktzei. Not only that, but the fruit themselves are actually considered to be muktza. V'atam gam kan shechashashu she'im matirim la'ochlam shegam l'chatchila yavo l'tolsham. What's the concern? The concern is that if we allow you to go ahead and consume that fruit on Shabbos, even though technically speaking there's no malach involved in that fruit, after all, again, the fruit fell off by itself. I did not do anything, but there's a concern that if we allow the individual to partake of the fruit that has fallen off by itself, that one may come to what? One may come to actively detach the fruit from the tree itself as well. And he writes, "Va'afilu imrak safeku im nashu b'Shabbos." Now, obviously, the first case is where I definitively know it fell off on Shabbos. Even if there is a safek, I don't know, did it fall off on Friday afternoon? Did it fall off on Shabbos? Nevertheless, the halacha is gamkin asr li ochlam. One is still not permitted to partake of the fruit. Yes. It's not muktzah if something is readily usable for use on Shabbos. So that's why, I'm sorry. Correct, but muktzah is derabbanan also. Meaning this is all rabbinic law. He's saying even leaving aside muktzah, even if somehow you could circumvent the muktzah, like for example, it's a suffix. Did it fall off on Shabbos? Or did it fall off before Shabbos? Still, nevertheless, halacha lemaisa, even if you were to set aside the muktzah issues, and I'll tell you even better, there's a way to avoid the muktzah. The way to avoid, if you want to technically avoid the muktzah, is I say if that apple falls off on Shabbos, I hereby designate it for consumption. Now, according to many opinions, such a designation would actually be halachically valid. We don't paskin that way, but technically, according to the Zbinsky, we allow, even if you were to make such a designation, the idea is that if it were to fall off on Shabbos, it would still be considered muktzah and by definition set aside for you. So now again, we see multiple rabbinic restrictions all related to the av malach of kotzer. So again, one is not permitted to ride on the animal lest one come to detach a branch in order to lead the animal. And number two, for tonight's purposes, if fruit fell off from the tree, even though I have done no malacha, I have not done anything to detach that fruit, I'm still not permitted to get any benefit from that fruit over the course of Shabbos. I have to wait until after Shabbos to be able to partake of that fruit. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash on Shmuel Lezako says, "Yisrael Fichach, Herba Lahem Tormitzo Shnei Amar Adnech Fitzman Sidko."